Welcome to Thursday Thoughts at Resonant 7, where we reflect on the reality of God and resolve to let it resound in our lives repeatedly. Let's think about this. "'Twas grace that taught my heart to fear." Proverbs 1:7. "The fear of the Lord is the beginning of knowledge. Fools despise wisdom and instruction." A fool might think that learning to fear is a bad thing, but the wise know that fearing things worthy of fear is wisdom in and of itself. This kind of fear is a reverent respect for the reality and authority of God. Thank Him for the grace which has begun to instruct your life by teaching you the fear of God. "And grace my fears relieved." Isaiah 41:10. "Fear not, for I am with you. Be not dismayed, for I am your God. I will strengthen you, I will help you, I will uphold you with my righteous right hand." Having learned a fear of God, what could better relieve our fears than the knowledge that God is with us? Grace reveals this, and in doing so, relieves our fears. Thank God that He is your God, with you to strengthen, help, and uphold you. How precious did that grace appear? Titus 2:11. "For the grace of God has appeared, bringing salvation for all people." Jesus is the embodiment of grace and the one who delivers it to all. Jesus came to bring salvation through His perfect sacrifice on the cross, so each of us might have the opportunity to receive His gift of grace. Praise Jesus for showing us what grace looks like. The hour I first believed. 2 Corinthians 6:2. "For He says, in a favorable time I listened to you, and in a day of salvation I have helped you. Behold, now is the favorable time. Behold, now is the day of salvation." Can you recall the hour you first believed? Maybe it is today, like when I first heard these words, or maybe it was long ago. There is a moment of decision for each of us when God's grace changes our eternal destiny. Praise the Father for His favor and salvation revealed by grace. Take a few moments and talk to Jesus about what has come to your mind, or listen to what He's saying to you, and then I'll read our text once more. "'Twas grace that taught my heart to fear, and grace my fears relieved. How precious did that grace appear, the hour I first believed." Take the mindfulness of God's presence cultivated in these last few minutes into the next ones and beyond. Until next time, be resonant.